1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And today we call a guy who just started a brand new job at a company.
All right.
And apparently his boss told him to submit a short bio about himself for the work newsletter so other employees could get to know him a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, he wrote one up, sent it in, but unfortunately he made one critical mistake.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
He told his girlfriend about
it. Oh, yeah.
So now we're doing a prank on him.
Oh, great.
And honestly, his bio is not quite there. But we're going to help him with it in a brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hello, is this Tom?
Yes, it is.
Hey, man, this is Bobby. I'm one of the people in charge of putting together the company newsletter.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to let you know that we got your bio. Thanks for sending that in.
Yeah, of course.
You know, the funny thing, I see here that you're from a small town. Because, crazy, so am I. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, small towns, man, I tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the small towns produce the coolest dudes, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
So true. Anyways, I was just reading through the rest of what you put down for your bio here, and I gotta be honest, nothing really jumped out at me.
Oh. I apologize for that. I can type up a new one if you like.
I'm not gonna have time for that. I'm on a deadline here.
Okay. Yeah. Of course. Sorry.
Because here's the thing. Our company's pretty big, so the newsletter, it's something that we use to help people remember the new employees like yourself.
Right.
And my boss, Dave, I mean, he hammers on me if these bios don't sound memorable. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I just did something for you, and we're just going to have to go with it.
What do you mean by that? You actually changed my bio? What I sent to you?
I mean, that's why I called you. Because in the past, if a person submits, like, a snoozer bio, like the one that you did, I have to spice it up a little bit, give you a nickname that people can remember you by.
Can I ask what is the name that you gave me?
I actually came up with a few different ones, but I think I like this one the best. The first one that I have here is Skid Marks.
Skid Marks.
Because, you know, in your bio it said that you used to race go-karts when you were a kid, so Skid Marks.
Yeah, you know, I don't really think that's going to – I don't think that's going to come across. I don't think people are really going to get that that's related to the go-kart racing.
Well, I think they're going to remember you by it. Like, you just want to be remembered.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you there.
Imagine 5,000 employees all yelling at you, "Yo, Skid Marks! Love you, Skid Mark."
Yeah, no, you know, I don't think I want to do Skid Mark. I just want to put that out there right now.
How about Stank Finger?
Stank Finger?
Yes, yeah, Stank Finger. I don't really have a reason for that one. It just felt like it fit you.
You just sort of came up with that one.
Yeah, Bobby Stank Finger. It kind of flows, actually.
Yeah.
Everybody would remember Stankfinger around the office.
All right, you know what? Can you just stop calling me Stankfinger?
Oh.
I'm new here. I want a career here, and I really don't want my coworkers calling me by the name Stankfinger.
Okay. So look, I got 30 seconds here to submit a name.
Okay, I got you, but we're not going to go with Stankfinger.
Okay, fine.
Okay,
what about
go with
how
my
about
name.
How about Pool Noodle?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, Mr. Limpy. Mr. Limpy.
Okay, people are not going to call me Mr.
You got to work with me. I have 15 seconds here. What about Pants Pirate?
I'm giving you Double P. What are you saying?
You don't want to be Double P, the Pants Pirate?
No, I do not want to be Double P, the Pants Pirate. Listen,
dude, what are you?
Go with my name.
You're making my job impossible here.
I'm making your job impossible.
Yeah, my boss is going to kill me.
I just want to be really honest with you. Your ideas were really shitty.
Oh, wow.
And... yeah, no, this is not
Skidmark
cool.
Is throwing shade at me.
Stop calling me Skidmark. That's the last time I'm going to tell you that. And you know what? This entire situation never should have happened. You don't just call someone and ask them that they need a new nickname for them in 2 minutes and put all this pressure on them. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, classic Skidmark. Getting all upset over nothing.
Call me Skidmark.
Oh, Skidmark got mad.
You know what? If I didn't know better, I would think that you're just calling to screw with me or something, like some sort of new employee hazing or some crap like that.
I am screwing with you a little bit, Skid, because this is actually Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, what are you talking about? You're not from work?
No, I'm not from work. I'm from a radio show, a morning radio show. Your girlfriend Katie emailed us and set you up because she knew that you were a little worried about getting adjusted to your new job, so she wanted us to mess with you a little bit.
Are you kidding me? Katie put you up to this?
Yeah. She came up with the nicknames, too.
She came up with Skidmark?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
It sounds like you didn't like Skidmark, but hey, think about it. Tiny Tommy.
Oh, God, I hate you.
That's memorable. Is it cold in here, or is that Tiny Tommy?
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.